Florida.
You're on the air. WSOL HD2 Brunswick. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
In my life, I've been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe we'd always survive. Now, I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? Left to provide. You think that maybe it's over, only if you want it to be. Are you gonna wait for a sign, your miracle? Stand up and fight. This is it. Make no mistake where you are.
This is it.
You're back to the corner.
This is it.
Don't be a fool anymore.
This is it.
The waiting is over. No room to run. No way to hide.
No time for
wondering why. It's here. The moment is now. About to decide.
Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, okay, we're right back, hour number two.
That first hour went by fast, didn't it, man?
Yeah.
Daggum.
It was about an hour.
Friday afternoon. What you doing this weekend, Joe, by the way?
This weekend, I work at the shop tomorrow.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Used to let you come in there, huh?
Still there on Saturdays.
Is old Keith over here still?
Yep. Keith and I do Saturdays.
Got you.
And Sunday, I just chill out around the house a little bit. Monday's got some doctor's appointments. Tuesday's got some doctor's appointments. Still got to get another truck.
You still haven't got one yet?
Nope. No, I'm not going to jump into it. I'm just going to wait and see exactly what I need. I got to figure out what her health issues are. So is she going to be able to drive it? If I go out and get a new big F-150, can she get up in it and drive it?
Yeah.
You know, or do I go back to a Nissan Frontier, you know? So I've got to take all this into consideration.
Truck, though.
It was a good truck.
I saw one of those new Rangers day before yesterday. I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah.
What does the new Ranger look like?
It actually looks like just a kind of like a mini version of the F-150.
It really does,
a little bit different, but it's
like
a good...
Like a Trail Boss or something? Or
No, I mean, it's a midsize, I guess. But gotcha. It looks good.
Yeah, well, Zach and I are... I guess we're technically Team Trolling Motor Services Plus. We are fishing in the IFA, right?
Yeah.
IFA.
Yeah.
I can't ever keep up with them, man. There's so many of them now. But IFA tomorrow here in Jacksonville. And you said the weather's going to be nice earlier, Jay?
Supposed to be, yeah. Nothing drastic tomorrow. Compared to last Saturday, I think we closed up about an hour or so early last Saturday. It was just miserable.
Well, the weather.
What are they calling for the winds now? I heard they backed it all off.
You seen the winds, by any chance?
Light winds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, tell you what, you know, we've done some pre-fishing here and there, and talked to some other guys, you know, just seeing people out and stuff on the water and whatnot. And, you know, the bite's been pretty good overall, but the trout bite has gotten really tough for some reason right now. It's almost been non-existent. Of course, we're not trying to catch trout in the IFA. I know the kayak guys are trying to do so, but, you know, like on my charter on Wednesday, the trout bite was pretty tough. But the redfish bite, though, has been steady, but it's just, like, been tough finding. It's almost like you can tell a term has come or something, can't you?
Well, let me back off on those winds a minute. They're calling for Southwest 13. Yeah, Southwest 10 to 20.
On Saturday?
Yeah. Cloudy skies, high 74, wind Southwest 10 to 20. Wow.
Now, do you have a breakdown of that? Can you click on it and give you hour by hour? By chance?
Not on this app I got.
And I guess we're going to
see, now that's in town. See, now if you go to 32250 and get Jack's Beach's area, you know, it's probably going to be a little bit windier out that way. So, but then you're talking about, let's say, southeast, southwest?
Southwest, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a lot of places you can get out of the wind, but southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, southwest you can, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. It means there's obviously a lot worse winds than that, but.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you can tell it's tournament time because just getting out there and trying to catch a good, solid, you know, good upper slot redfish, man, it's tough to do.
Right, right.
In my opinion, it's just tough to, you know, put a couple of them together. You know, you're catching good fish, but it's still tough to, don't you? I mean, you kind of agree. I know you had a good day on your trip yesterday, but.
Yeah, the bite finally turned on down in St. Augustine. It was really bad there for a little bit.
Yeah, we.
Just in general or just.
Overall. It was tough, yeah.
We were St. Augustine last Monday. When we go to St. Augustine Monday, right? Last Monday?
Yeah, last Monday.
Yeah, last Monday we went to, stopped off at Bait Shack, stopped off at Oldest City.
Yeah, there's two of our newest advertisers.
Yeah.
Delivering papers down there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We went to the pier.
Mm-hmm.
Where else did we go? We're going down south to
Bob's
Bait and Tackle. Yeah, we went to Bob's and met her.
Yeah. Hey, he's also done a Flagler, right? Flagler? We still going that far?
Flagler? Yeah, papers are, yeah. Yeah.
Good. Hey, when you went fishing the other day, you said that you had the bite was pretty good for you. You know, he and I have obviously we've been talking because we're getting ready for this tournament coming up. But was it tough for you catching any good size redfish by any chance, Rick?
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah,
pretty good size.
See, it's been kind of a. I might have some guys that are catching some pretty good ones, but I mean, it's just been.
I think.
Term is coming up, you know. It's something I can think.
I actually caught more flounder the last two or three weeks I've been going out than
Same
I have
here.
Been redfish or legal redfish.
Why is that, you think? Because he took me.
Oh, yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
A truckload of them. Seriously.
Yeah.
What's that now?
Flounder.
Y'all caught them?
Yeah. A truckload of them.
Yeah. It's strange. I mean, none of them are doormats.
No, I think the biggest one we caught was maybe 2.5. Maybe 2.5, 3 pounds, maybe.
Yeah, that's about right, because he's about 19 inches, 20 inches.
I think that's pretty good.
Well, that's a good fish.
Yeah.
No,
that was the only big one.
The only big one, though, but we caught a bunch of, like, you know, that 15 to 16 inch fish.
Yeah.
13 to 15.
Yeah.
I think my biggest was 16 inches. And
they still eat good.
I lost a big one, I remember.
Yeah.
I lost a good one, though.
Yeah, I'll go home with 15 or over, you know.
But some of the legal ones I was catching, you could see right through them. I mean, again, I forgot. Every time I talk about flounder, I say this. The legal size is just wrong, and they need to make it a larger fish.
I agree. Like, we had Officer Green last week on the radio here, and, I mean, I agree with him, too. I mean, there's not hardly any meat on a small flounder like that. I mean, don't you think?
There's not a whole lot. I heard supposedly a biologist said that when those little ones are in the summertime and all that, that those are majority males, and they kind of want you to clean them out because they don't want to overpopulate with the males. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, the females definitely migrate offshore. I mean,
because that's when the big females come in, is in like October.
And then they leave. Yeah.
The heifers.
Yeah, the heifers. The bulls. The bull flounder, right?
Oh, man. Boy.
But no, the big females are normally the bigger ones, yes. Yeah. And they're the ones that kind of migrate off once they come through here.
Yeah, because I think up north it's like 18 inches is the minimum for flounder up there.
Well, to me, if you're actually out there and you're trying to catch fish and you want to catch one to eat, I just don't see how catching one that's small is worth the aggravation of catching, because there's not hardly any meat on a 12-inch flounder.
But I mean, I know y'all have caught them too. You catch those like 13, 14 inches that are like an inch and a half thick.
Who?
What'd
you say that here? I mean,
people have caught, you catch those littler flounders, but they're super thick.
Well, I mean, I guess everyone has an exception, but I'm just saying.
I would say that my 14, 15-inch, whatever size it was that I caught, was thick on one side. It really had the end of
They're always thick on one side.
Well, not all that. Sometimes more than one another.
Thicker than
I've
one
caught
side.
Some big ones that are like almost paper thin, too, where they're like almost concaved a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did Jack's 307 tell you?
Fish 307 Jack's. You're going to get that right. She's been our sponsor for 15 years.
What's that again?
That's our trolling motor lady.
Fish, what is it?
Fish 307 Jack's.
I always get it wrong, too.
I do, too.
Fish 307, okay.
Yeah. I'll run this over here real quick. Let's see. Minn Kota has an app for both the iPilot and the iPilot Link. The iPilot is an accessory, not a motor. The Ultrex, the Ultera, the Tarova, and the Power Drive are the motors that you can get an iPilot on. Only the Ultera, Tarova, and Power Drive are currently available in the Riptide series. Not all functions are available through the app. Also, a Bluetooth remote is good for all the motors. You don't need one for Tarova, one for Ultera. It knows what it's talking to. So,
ask her. she listened, I guess. She probably listened if she's responding to you, I guess.
Yeah, she's working and listening at the same time.
I was going to ask her about the I see a lot of them on guys' boats now, and that's the Rodans. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the Rodan trolling motors?
Yeah.
I just wonder how they are. Have you ever seen them also?
I've seen them, yeah. I've never had experience.
I haven't either, and I was just curious. I think Leon has a Rodan now, if I'm not mistaken. And so I think he does, but 36-volt Leon. 36-volt. But I was just curious as how what kind of trolling motors they were. If she has any problems with them, and does she recommend them? And I'm just curious about them. That's all. I mean, overall in general, that's all.
Well, she's listening, so she'll throw a text in here, try to answer your question if she can.
We tried to get her on the radio show to talk about the trolling motors, but
they're busy over there, man. They are doing real good.
Doing real good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll wait to hear about that. But I've been. I also wanted to try originally, not Minn Kota, Minn Kota. I think it has a power pole now. Is that Minn Kota?
Yeah, there's the Talon.
Yeah, the Talon.
That's it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the electric.
Yeah, I wanted to try that, but when this one, the price was so right on this one, free.
it's hard to beat right there. We got to get Zach a couple of them for his...
Mitzi.
He's got an inshore little Mitzi's gift like Leon used to have. And
I used to sell those.
Yeah.
Back in the day when Mrs.
Really?
Yeah.
Mrs. Gifts?
I was probably one of their larger dealers at the time.
So, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was over on the other side of the river.
Yeah. It's when I was at Palm Cove Marina.
Yeah.
And a great boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great boat. What happened was, go ahead, Joe. We can talk about it when we get back.
904-296-2692, 296-2692. Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville. Go to gonefishingshow.com. Check out the app. You can listen to his shows live streaming. All right, y'all stand by. We're going to return shortly. Hold up.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, guys, we're back. Thank you for staying with us. How did the break go, Joe?
Break went real good. We had, what, five songs? Three songs?
One song.
One really long one?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know we got a camera in here now, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to. Okay. Again, we're getting ready to do that again. Right. All right.
Yeah, we heard from her here again. Hold on. Let me see. I've got to pre-read this. You know how Katie is.
Breaking news.
Oh, Katie is a lady.
Katie's a lady. Okay, let's see. I've heard good things. We don't repair Rodan. I've heard they have to be shipped back if they need service from a couple customers that looked into getting them. Minn Kota was the original and has an 80% market share. Very well built inside.
The Rodan is very well built?
No, Minn Kota.
Oh, okay.
No. Yep. I've heard good things, but we don't repair Rodan. They don't repair them.
I think I used to sell the small Rodans. I'm not sure. I think it was a Rodan sold in store.
Don't you say have to be shipped back if they need service?
I think Rodan just came out with like a 90-something inch shaft. For the guys running the big Freemans and the big offshore boats now, they've got a big, long, shafted one now. Because, you know, that's the new thing is everybody's putting them on their bigger boats. Which is, have you ever had a you know, GPS trolling motor, once you get one, it's hard to go back to using an anchor again.
Right, right.
Hmm.
All right. But that, sorry about it.
Anyway, yeah, again, it was amazing how the...
Hello, Mr. Joe.
Well, yeah, it's Joe, y'all. Hey.
Anyway.
Did y'all just trade out?
That was my mom calling. Just didn't think. Appreciate it. What now?
But anyway, the advantages that fishermen have now with the hand control and the
GPS trolling motors.
GPS
I love my spot lock.
Man, said that offshore fishing, it is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, but back in the day.
Yeah. I haven't had that my anchor out of the anchor locker.
Yeah, anchor lock on yours?
What's that?
Yeah, spot lock on your trolling motor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I feel sorry.
Game changer.
I feel sorry for the anchor companies, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you've got to imagine, just truthfully, it's had to drastically affect probably overall there's some of their.
Now, you know, I was a captain, you know, making a living doing it. There would no doubt.
I love
that.
Mine. I mean, it's,
yeah. I boat. Mean, if you had a boat big enough with a crew member to do that for mm-hmm. you too, it's, you know, anchoring is definitely the more you got a sure hold where you're going to be. The spot lock works, but every once in a while it'll move.
Or,
you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But us single person captains in a boat, it's hard to work an anchor and drive and. You know, all that.
Well, you know, mine, the rear end, the stern of the boat, it may, you know, swing in the current or in the, you know, on the wind. But my bow of my boat, with mine, it will stay right where I want it to, you know. And that's one thing I love about, I have a motor guide, everybody knows. And that's what I love about it, you know. And now, granted, you'll have some of that swing and whatnot, but it's just so much easier than, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, your line getting broke off on an anchor line. That's mm-hmm. one thing. Now you do have to worry about, you know, the line getting broke off on the trolling motor. I get that.
Yeah,
but it's
every
just
once in a while you get a customer.
But it's
catch
just,
you're 112 break, volts.
You're not,
of,
you're not breaking your back there trying to get pounds. That anchor up and everything like that. And it's just not. It's very so, convenient, that's for sure.
So you own a Mitzi skiff, huh?
I do. Yep. Yes. 17 Mitzi.
I tell you what, I used
love
to
it.
Sell them like we were talking about off air.
Mm-hmm.
They started out with the 14-foot boat. That went well, so we're all good. Yeah. Then they came out with a 17-foot boat, and they could not meet demand. I think that's the reason why over the long period they ended up selling the molds. It's just that it was two brothers, and one of them was working full-time at the boat manufacturer, and it was just so hard to keep workers and in a small boat manufacturer like they did, and they became so successful.
Yeah.
Well, that Mitzi skiff I own, I could go in it almost any place I wanted
anywhere.
To.
How big was it when you had?
17.
Yeah.
I had a 17. I had a 90 two-stroke Yamaha in it.
How fast would it run, Rick?
Around 40 miles an hour
yeah,
to 45.
That's what I'd like to get
to. Two-stroke on
yeah,
it.
That'd
see.
Be nice.
Yeah.
See, the two-stroke is, I'm a big two-stroke
fan. Lighter.
Yeah.
Aren't they lighter,
I don't know about the
lighter.
I mean, maybe.
What's that?
The two-strokes are lighter, correct? Than
definitely,
the
yeah.
And then they've got more torque.
I don't know that a 90 two-stroke's lighter than a 54 stroke. I mean, I don't know the difference.
Gotcha.
That, but
I don't either.
I know, you know, horsepower and horsepower weight versus two and four stroke. Two's lighter.
Two stroke has more power.
Yeah,
than a four
and more
thrust,
more
torque.
For flats boats, I think two stroke is the best way to go because if you're in shallow water, and you need to pop up and run.
Yeah.
Yep.
You get more of that whole shot. Yeah.
You need that whole shot. Now they use a little more gas than the four stroke does, and they're like you got a lot more sound.
Yeah, man.
Than a four stroke. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. Inshore fishing, constantly inshore fishing. I love my two-stroke.
Then they're hard to kill too. Everybody, when I got mine, everybody said, you know, hey, keep it as long as you can. And they said the best thing for this boat is run it every day, run it hard. The motor now, okay, run it every day, run it hard. They said you'll have a hard time killing it. And mine's been a great motor. I mean, it truthfully has. And but I just want to touch on that Mitzi real quick. Now, you said you had yours. I've never been in a boat that I've ever been able to. Literally, you know, you put your rod in the water and you're about two eyes deep, three eyes deep.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. It's impressive. It truly is. I mean, both of us on there, tournament loaded down, and with Zach, you know, pulling in 4 inches.
Yeah, 4 or 5 inches.
It's just, it's amazing to me that it floats in that, you know?
Yeah.
Like you wonder like how the math of it, the geometry of it and everything actually allows it to, you know, do that. But it pulls to it easy too. That's another thing.
It's a good pulling boat.
I have people coming all the way from Titusville would come up and I'd take them for a test ride in mine. And they would lay over the side to listen to the slap because, you know, a lot of captains don't want to have a lot of noise to spook the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I do it for let them lay over there for about 5 minutes, and the next thing I know, they're coming up and giving me money ready to buy the boat.
It's pretty dry too.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what I was going to say.
It is. I mean,
what's funny is that that's their biggest
spray reel.
Is the thing against them is everybody's like, oh, that's a real wet boat, and I'm like, you must not have been in one.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, any boat in a 3 foot chop and you've got a little bit of breeze, you're going to get wet.
Yeah, now, the boat that I have is a flat bottom boat. I'm finding out what a wet boat is.
But I tell you, for an all-around inshore fishing machine, that little Mitzi's a bad rig.
Okay. Yeah, it is for like doing charters in it. And if you know, obviously in tournaments, it's a little different scenario. But yeah, it is. I mean, I've been really impressed with it. And the guy over there, he was real good about it. What's his name again? You said
who?
Where we took it to? You mentioned it a while ago.
Big Boys Play
Tournament. Yeah.
I think they're the only place that sells them.
Yeah, I'm
off the top of my head.
Is it? Don't tell them really.
That's some place I know of.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
If you got a problem with it too, I mean, we called him up in the middle of the day and drove over there and brought him, and he handled it and had me out of there in like an hour.
Placa. Joe, Rick, and Zach and I were pre-fishing on Tuesday and had his little sensor go off on the
O2 sensor.
What is it? Your throttle right there?
It's the O2. Oh.
But the area is the throttle.
The alarm.
The alarm went off on
the shifter throttle.
Yeah, and so we couldn't figure out what it was. We looked through everything and didn't really make any sense what was going off, and you know, we called him and he's like, hey, bring it down. And Mr. Rodney, actually, he did all the work on it himself, and he owns the place, and it wound up being that little O2 sensor. But I didn't know they were the ones that sold it though down there in Palatka.
And they're good. It's a good dealership, man.
I mean, he was real nice about it. I didn't know how they could be, you know,
it's gonna
be 2 weeks out or something, you know. But it was a pretty good experience. But I had no idea that they were on dealership that sold them though.
I don't know of anywhere else that does. Yeah. Maybe somewhere south of here, but not.
I don't know.
Not close.
Why'd you get rid of yours, Rick?
I got mad at the Miss Lofts.
And I don't know who that is.
It's hard to find them because most people that have them keep them.
And
there's not a lot of used ones out there.
Well, I had a guy build me my boats. He owned two companies. One was named South Seas, and in the tournament.
I had an old South Seas growing up. That was my first boat.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
16-foot side console with a 30 Evinrude on it. Probably when I was 13, 14.
Well, the guy.
That was an awesome boat. I may have taken it to 9 Mile once or twice.
The guy designed it the way I wanted it. He put me two big live wells in the back, you know, one for each redfish at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had two front bait wells. And he plumbed it out just like I wanted it and everything. And that boat almost was as skinny as the Mitzi. And but the only thing that was bad about a South Seas, it had wooden stringers.
Huh.
And the date of my boat was 2002, I think it was. So here it was 2019, and some of the floor started getting, you know, soft and everything.
Well, that was your previous boat you had?
Yeah.
Well, that was South Seas?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was.
And
I don't remember what year mine was. I thought it was a little older than that. How long have they been making them?
They were making them for a while. What happened was
I think mine's like a 90-something, but I had it.
What happened was when the two hurricanes hit the West Coast, the first one was not predicted to hit that certain town. Well, the gentleman who was making them got hit, and his home kind of got destroyed. His business was okay. The second hurricane hit, destroyed his business. And his wife left him and has lost his home, lost his business.
Sounds like a country song.
It does. Say, yeah. It is exactly what it was for that poor guy. And
I know that stinks.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years ago the double hurricanes came through there on the West Coast. No cane and hurricane.
I'd like to give a shout out to my Allstate representative. He just saved me $63.77 a month on my insurance.
On your car insurance?
That a boy, I like you.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's good.
By the way, I wish my father a happy birthday. Big Don will be 70 years old. He's getting up there close with you, Rick.
Up there with me.
Yeah, he'll be 70 years old.
I'll be 71 in May.
I'll be 71 in December.
He'll be 70 years old on February the 18th. Happy birthday,
December
Dad.
Of 2024.
You're right there near me then, huh?
The only thing bad about that is when you chase women, by the time you catch them, you forgot why you were chasing them.
296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. Gone Fishing Show is the website, gonefishingshow.com. Go by, check it out. We got live streaming. You can listen to the show from the office. or you can download the app for your telephone. All right, y'all, stand by. We're going to return shortly. Hold tight.
Better inventory. Over 1,100 new Chevys, Buicks, GMCs, and pre-owned vehicles. Better finance. 0% on new Buicks. Better savings. Up to $13,000 off MSRP on select Chevy and GMC trucks when you finance with GM Financial. Yes.
Better inventory, better financing, better deals, better getting it back to where it's on like a pulley bone. Talk to us.
Save up to $13,000 on select 18 Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierra crew cabs and 4x4.
You're in for 72 on Buick LaCrosse, Enclave, and Visions and Encore. Some qualify for up to $1,000 cash back in addition to the 0%. Tuesday.
Get a free lifetime powertrain warranty with nearly every vehicle sold.
Come on. Find new roads and make a turn for the better. Better get to Baxley and make your mom and them proud of you.
Click WoodyFalsom.com or come straight to Woody Folsom Automotive in Baxley, where nobody sells for less. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right. 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, 6 paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
This is the spark that starts it. This is the oak that smokes it. These are the hands that pull it. This is the knife that slices it. This is our original slow-smoked pork. And Sonny's Barbecue is the only place you'll find it. Come get an original pork plate at Sonny's with pulled or sliced pork and either more pork ribs or ribs and smoked wings plus a side and bread starting at $8.99. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Yeah, being in the tackle business, I got to sell tackle and make a living, but sometimes I think companies just come out with new stuff, so they have new stuff to show and so you will rotate, get some of your old stuff out, and add their new stuff.
Lures are made for fishermen.
That's right. Lures are made for fishermen, not for fish, or the collars are.
The lures catch fishermen, fishermen catch fish.
But there's, to even confuse things now, there's a lot of new line coming out, which is, I don't know how it could be so much difference, but Berkeley now is coming out with the x5 and x9 braided lines.
That's just one more strand.
That's exactly what it is.
Instead of
is.
A 4 and an 8, it's a 5 9 and a 9. 9.
Well, they have 8 and 12 now, thing altogether.
Right.
A 4 is 12. Good. 5's got to be better.
They have 12 now. You can get 12.
Wow.
I think so.
Okay. Spider wire is coming out with the Dura 4 braid. It's thin, four-stranded braid. It's supposed to be easy to tie and clinches down on most knots. It's very good. I've never been a spider wire fan. Have y'all used
it? I've used
all
it. A few times.
I throw the Invisibraid. Huh? Yes, that's all I throw is the Invisibraid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the one that got off to a great start and I used a lot of it was the J Braid by Daiwa. It was a hot seller for a long time and it's basically still is.
I've used this pretty good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's real thin, J Braid.
That's
what broke down your boat.
I tend to agree with you that it is a little thinner than I liked with the windy day.
That's why I don't.
I didn't really like it for braid for some reason, but overall, if I gave it an overall rating, I would say it's in the top tier braided lines, but it is kind of thin. And then you got the Gulf Coast Slam, which is made by P-Line.
Never used that.
Very popular on the pier for a long time, the P-Line.
Yeah, yes, it was.
Yeah, a lot of people on the pier used it quite a bit and loved it. And
I know I just spooled up a couple of reels of that new Power Pro, that new whatever V2 or the new stuff. That's nice.
Yeah, the new slick.
That's super It feels like a little piece of silk almost. It's nice and supple.
I'm sorry. I missed that. Nice.
New Power Pro?
Oh, the new Power Pro?
Yeah. V2 or whatever.
Yeah, that's the newest one. I'm supposed to have about 9,000 packages coming in, which we haven't received yet.
Yeah, I just saw it for the first time.
Avid Angler got one, I think one or two spools, and I think all they had was 20. And so I put it on there just to try it, and it's a nice line.
He probably ordered it the same time I did.
Probably. It sounded like they didn't have enough.
And, well, you know, everything now is made overseas, basically. Yeah. And so if their orders were better than they anticipated, then, yeah, they're having to have it made and get it in. Seaguar now is coming out with a gold label. Let me see if I can see this correctly here.
That's the fluoro, isn't it?
Yep. A thinner leader material for the thinner leader material. And by comparison, this is as much as 23% thinner than any other 100% fluorocarbon.
Hmm.
Wow. And that is thin then.
Yeah. Have you all ever heard the difference or why you would use an 8 versus a 4 or a 5 and a 9?
No, I haven't.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't. I've heard an idea of more fibers. The more fibers, but I guess that they have their place. Like if you always hear people that are fishing heavy cover grass or wooded areas or whatever, you wanted to use the 4 or a 5, the lighter, I guess, because it's more abrasion resistant or stronger per diameter.
The heavier it is, yeah.
Right. There's got to be a reason why you would choose.
Well, it's stronger, one over stronger the other. For one. But the more fibers it has, the stronger it is.
I'm saying if you had a 4-strand 15-pound test and then an 8-strand 15-pound test, it's still the same pounds, but why would you choose 8 over 4? That's what I was thinking. I think, is it because of the abrasion resistance or
diameter wise?
That's the number of strands.
Castability or number of strands? Or?
That's the difference between an 8 and a, you know.
Right.
That's the explanation I've always heard, that it would be a more bracing
resistant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know, like, if you were an offshore or bottom fisherman or, you know, trying to snatch fish up, if you would rather have a 4 over an 8. That's why I would.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't answer.
You know, Rick, you're reading us about those lines over there. I saw where, Invisit or Spiderwire, I should say, they have got some line now that's braid, but it sinks. It's made to
like
sink
a cord or something in it. Got a
in it. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's supposed to actually like say if you're like throwing with the jig or something, or you know, like a crankbait or something, you want it to stay down, but it just sinks a little faster in the water column. So when you throw it, because you know some braided line, it'll drift where you know off your spot and whatnot. It's supposed to give you the same castability, but it just when you throw it there, it gets down sooner, so you stay closer to where you're trying to actually cast it at. Huh. So that's pretty interesting.
You know, I saw the first time the other day I was in. I think I was actually in Avid or. No, well, let me worry about
it.
Anyway,
what it's called. It's got a brown label on it, Rick.
Uh-huh. Somebody spooled, the first time I'd seen somebody use braided line for a downrigger.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I looked at it. I'm like, I wonder if that's just they just put it on there or if that was on purpose. Because they were nice tournament downriggers, you know? And usually those guys either run cable or mono. You're either a cable guy or you're a mono guy based on the harmonics, I guess is what they say, but. That's the first time I've seen braid.
Well, yeah,
I don't know if there's a reason between that or not.
I fished with you that day. I mean, we were fishing in 140 foot of water, and I was using 40 pound Invisi braid, you know, and it's all I use, but I mean, it worked fine for me, you know. So even on that Kobe, I caught head on braid. Yeah. Matter of fact.
Well, Lee Fisher's even coming out with a new braid or fluorocarbon leader stuff from O'Hara. Their products are really good. It's just such a pain. Getting them stocked.
You know what? I also like braid. You know, I use some Suffix sometimes. It has an 832 super braid that I use. And it
used to be one of the hottest selling lines that we had.
I used to use that tangerine.
Tangerine, yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All the pier was that tangerine.
Yeah, the way the braid feels is, and I can, you can throw it a mile. It's hard to find for some reason. But they make a color that's like a slate gray color.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's really a good color in the water, in other words. And, but man, I just remember using it, you know, several months ago. And I could throw it a mile, though, and it's like, even how the braid is made, you can actually see, like, some of the threads in it, as opposed to how most braid looks real flat. But it was just a great line, but I can't ever find it.
Yeah. But now, everything I'll use now is usually Mamoy.
I'll use Diamond for my
Highliner Memorial Hill.
Yeah. That's a great line.
And that's what we got in the shop, too, you know, so we just pull everything up with more.
Let me tell you the best right there.
I'm not sure. Joe, did you go with me over there to the plant at Green Coast Springs?
Yeah, you and I went over there when I was amazed at the amount of product that was in that place.
Where at?
In Green Cove at Highliner Memorial.
Memorial has
they're here in town,
plant.
Really?
Dude,
plant.
They've got.
Day, I didn't know that.
Oh, man, they've got line in there. I mean, like this, buddy.
No kidding.
And I tell you what, if you ever went there to their plant, and as not a plant, cool. but their
facility,
that's a good word, you would never use another line.
That's all
you
do. Yeah.
Because they put so many different lines for me and Joe. They got a machine to test the line, okay? And you could just see how theirs was so superior.
All they make is just mono and fluoro, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, it's a smaller diameter line than most of your normal, you know.
Braid.
Your mono.
It's your mono. That's what y'all said.
It's a smaller diameter. But the strength of it's twice as strong.
It is. It's badass. It works really good.
Right.
I love it. That's a little more expensive, man, but I swear by it. That's all I use. I
mean, one of their biggest market is usually offshore. You know, I'm talking your Marlin guys, your Northeast. Yeah.
Diamond.
Yeah, Memorial Diamond.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And that's just about everything that we. We put one of their products on just about everybody's line. They come in to have us spool it.
Because you can get more on the reel and just a strong line.
You can always tell when you touch the fluoro. It's got just a little tiny, it's more abrasive feeling to me. Yeah. And like certain lines are real slick feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones to me. Every time I use some other brands, they're real slick and you barely touch it. It breaks a lot easier. If I can bite it off of my teeth, something's wrong, you know.
Yep. But the products they've got in there, and it's just not line, man. I mean, it's lures and just tackle and everything you can imagine they've got in there.
Well, they have one of the best Wahoo fish.
I was just about to say I saw it at the ICAST. I think he's got a new Wahoo lure that looks awesome.
He's got it in the paper in the Fishing Connection. They're running.
Yeah. I remember I put my hands on them at the ICAST, and I was like, this looks really good.
There goes my memory.
How do you spell Momoi, y'all?
M O M O I.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool deal.
Highliner.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. It's called Highliner.
Highliner Memorial.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Did they make a braid? Did we just talk about that?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Two of them up there.
Well.
Okay. It's Keith. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Keith. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Listen to y'all talking about braid. Don't forget that crocodile braid that Unfair came out with.
And you like that?
Oh, that stuff is great. I put 420 yards of the 20 pounds on a 4,000 spinning reel. That's how thin it is.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I'll try it.
It's quiet. It's an 8-strand line. And it's a lot less expensive than most of them that are out there.
Okay. What braid are we using from Momoi?
From Momoi, we're using the Diamond Braid.
Diamond Braid.
Okay.
Okay. That's the one I have on all mine. Love it.
Yeah, the blue 8-strand.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep, that's another one. It's nice and quiet, but this is even thinner than the Memorial line.
Really?
I couldn't believe that many yards went on it. It's like it's almost like sewing thread going through your fingers when you're putting it on.
I think we got two callers on the line at the same time.
We do. We got Taylor sitting there. But Taylor, you'll be next, bud.
Hello?
Eavesdropping.
Okay.
Hey, Taylor, hang up. I'm busy. Yeah, but don't forget that one. That's a really nice
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Keith?
Yeah.
I'll be there in the morning. Get donuts.
Taylor will be with you when we get back.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right, Taylor, stand by. We're going to take a break. We'll get Taylor on the top side or on the back side. How do you say it? Front side, back side, rear side? All right.
Flip side.
904-296-2692. Y'all stand by. We're going to be right back. Gone Fishing Show. On Sunny 102.3 FM, stand by.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you gotta put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty, your home, your future. Our
heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
And the commercials ran perfect. Thank you, sir.
They ran perfect.
Right. Mono is stretchy and shouldn't be on a downrigger. They make downrigger braid. 200 pound, 300 feet, $29.99. We have it here.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Katie, Fish 307 Jacks.
That I was just wondering if there was any benefit. Like, you know, those, like I said, those kingfish guys are mono or usually wire. And a lot of it was because of the harmonics of it, they say.
Let's get Taylor on here real quick. He waited.
Taylor.
Go ahead, buddy.
What's going on?
Just another day in paradise.
Oh, okay. I got a question I was going to ask you last Friday, but the FWC officer was on, so I figured I'd ask him a different question. But I was just trying to figure out, y'all got like a VIP list for a bigger shrimp, you know, when you come in there?
Say what now? Say it again.
Like, if I want to come in and get some shrimp, y'all got like a VIP for like all the hand-picked selections?
We don't allow hand-picked selections.
I know. I just saw this guy, and he was arguing with me, and then the guy was like, saying, oh, you're beating a dead horse with Taylor, but I told the guys that, you know, that's what the people that are catching the shrimp bring y'all, and you don't have no control over it. But the guy's like, well, every bait store I went to, they give me small shrimp, and I get tired of it. It's like they give me all the small shrimp.
That's what's running, baby.
Hey, you got to tell this to whoever you were speaking to. It's that God controls everything, and we cannot control the size of the shrimp the good Lord sends down. All we do is put them in a bucket, or put them in a live well, and then we put a net in there, and what comes out, and that's it.
Yeah, I know. But that's what's running right now is a small shrimp, right?
Well, they've gone to the West Coast. Yeah, it was running small, and so they went to the West Coast now. And the West Coast shrimp are running a little bit bigger. And so, yeah, there's some more bigger ones than they have been in the past couple of weeks.
But yeah, for smaller shrimp, you use a small hook, right?
No, I use the same size hook. And if I have to put two shrimp on, I put two shrimp on.
The average hook, average hook, Taylor's a 2-aught circle hook. That's your most average hook for surf fishing or for fishing in their coastal. I mean, my preference is a 2-aught circle.
That is exactly right.
What do you think?
What's that? A circle hook?
2-aught, 3-aught.
Honestly, it depends on which type of circle hook I use, but 2-aught's a good one.
Like a BMC.
Okay, yeah. Who we got next? Spencer?
Yep.
Okay, Spencer. No, hey, buddy.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Hey, Spence.
You waiting on me?
Hey, who is this?
It's Jeff.
Jeff Altman.
Yeah, that guy.
What's
that
up there, boy?
Man, I was just trying to figure out the shrimp, but Taylor answered my question.
Oh, did he?
Holy mackerel. Okay. No, not really.
Do you use mackerel?
Good.
Only the whole ones?
Spanish?
I'll use mackerel for, like, catching coons and stuff like that.
Okay.
But yes, the shrimp
is more of a bait for me.
The shrimp get kind of small here this time of year, and so they go to the west coast of Florida and to start getting them, and then the season closes here where the boats can't even go out locally. And
yeah, what is that, April that they close it here?
I think
it's April or May.
No, I don't know.
No, it's not. I'm not sure.
No, I don't know.
I don't either.
But
what's going on, Jeff?
April or May, they shut it down. Okay. Bud, man, just out working, getting stuff done. Getting ready to do some pre-fishing tomorrow for IFA Kayak Division.
Oh, they told me you were fishing the IFA. I didn't know you were doing I thought you were fishing the boat division, buddy. I didn't know. You're yakking tomorrow, huh? On the yak, huh?
Yeah, I'll be yakking it.
That's
cool. Going after bull reds and big trout, man.
There you go.
Have you had any luck?
No, you got to be able to go to be able to get lucky.
I got you.
So,
okay.
My dad's been in the hospital, been dealing with that.
Yeah, I heard about that, man. Hey, sorry to hear that about your dad, bud.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, buddy.
Good show today.
We'll see you next Friday. Hey.
All right, Spencer.
Thanks for the warning.
All right, buddy.
Spencer, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're having little troubles with the phones today. The phones are working, but we're just getting the wrong person on.
That's all right.
I just got your picture. That looks good.
Okay. So what's going on, buddy?
I'm heading fishing now, so we'll see what's going on.
Okay, good.
The Volano in that area.
Oh, is that your area, Zach?
There back in my home area.
Sam, please.
Well, so
what's your fishing for today, Spencer?
Sheephead,
huh?
The bite was pretty bad for him for a little bit. Well, it was really, really good, and then it kind of slowed way down.
A lot of us thought that the sheephead had already headed back out again.
I don't know.
So bad. But now it seems like it's picking back up again.
Yeah, I've seen the commercial guys in town were catching them pretty good the past couple days, or better.
You get a cold snap, it shuts them down a few days, and then it takes – it's like a fish in a fish tank. If that water drops temperature real fast, guess what? That fish sort of goes into shock.
Yeah.
Right.
They should be grouping up, getting ready for the spawn, though.
It'll
I'm hoping it'll be this moon.
Usually
along the beach, though, they're all at the pier. When the end of the pier was there, we would see them in April and all the schools still spawning. So, like,
now it's an observation deck.
Yeah, there might be a difference between the sheephead in the river and the ones along the ocean itself.
Yeah, I imagine that. Well, I appreciate you putting on this clinic, and we have live sand fleas now, and for the guys who don't know how to dig them up, we'll have them for them. And so it's then when I heard that the sand fleas are great sheephead bait, I didn't know that, to be honest with you. And
sheephead, redfish, the redfish love them. Absolutely love them.
That's what he was saying.
Talking about that,
yeah.
Yeah. At the pier, I don't even, if there's mullet or sand fleas, I'll use sand fleas.
Really?
In the fall when we were catching the reds, the one afternoon I had 13 reds. The guys next to me had mullet and shrimp. They never had a bite.
Well, we were talking earlier about how strong those little sand fleas are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I picked some up at your shop. I let Fred know, do not add water with them unless they have an aerator on them, or else they just die.
So, okay, so it's better. Yes. Okay. So
same
now we
fiddlers. You can put fiddlers in a bucket of water. As long as you have an aerator, they'll be fine. Yeah.
You mean sand fleas would be fine
sand
with
fleas. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that they would need an aerator.
Oh, yeah, because they need that oxygen. If they're just in water, they're going to die.
Okay, so but what we got them in right now with those tanks.
That's fine. Yeah, that's plenty of oxygen in there.
Right. So you don't need beach sand or anything for them, do you?
No.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Spencer, thank you again. Well, I'll see you Thursday
Spencer.
Night.
Good luck, brother.
And
leave me some fish down there.
Hey, yeah, go catch some fish.
Catch them all.
All right, everybody, please be careful out there on the water tomorrow. Should be a pretty decent day. Going to be a little breezy, but I think it's going to be all right. No rain expected.
Be safe. Be a lot of boats on the water tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely will be. All right, everybody, take it easy out there. Wear them PFDs, and we will see everyone on the Gone Fishing Show next week. Good day.
Is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.